Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
After a long weekend, Dina is back with her dirt at the 40, and it's brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with refinancing your car loan. Save money, make no payments until the holidays. That sounds great. For details, visit pvcu.org. Okay, so what's going on, Dina?
All right, Kanye West has spent millions trying to get his name on ballots for the presidency in multiple states.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of that cash has just gone to companies that specialize in doing just that, just to get his name on the ballots. So according to their first financial report, Kanye's campaign has spent almost $6 million.
Wow. Just like
lunch
money to him,
though.
Of
that has gone into the ballot access services alone. Wow, that's a lot of money just to get your name on there.
I would take $6 million. I would personally go through and pencil his name in on all those ballots.
Jerry Maguire star Cuba Gooding Jr. saved a man who accidentally set himself on fire at a party in the Hamptons.
Oh, my gosh.
So what happened is the guy leaned back into a candle, didn't realize it, and his shirt went up in flames. So an insider told Page Six, Cuba jumped into action hero mode, doused him with water in front of everybody else who was just terrified and backing away from the guy. And of course, everybody cheered for him once he was okay. Now, this heroic act probably won't help Cuba in his criminal trial for abuse. But, you know, doing the right thing is always the right thing, no matter if it helps you out or not. So we're glad that he saved the guy.
Yeah, that's very nice.
The guy's really appreciative of it, too.
If he was in jail right now, that guy might not have been okay.
That's true.
Who knows?
That's true. He might be in jail eventually, so the guy might want to stay away from candles. Coronavirus.
They've got fake ones nowadays, people. Just as good.
Coronavirus is ripping its way through Hollywood, unfortunately. We've had some people pass on from it and some people who've survived it. But Billy Burnett, who replaced Lindsay Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac in 87, he is in the hospital battling COVID. Guardians of the Galaxy star and The Walking Dead star Michael Rooker, you knew him as Daryl's brother Merle, he just revealed he had quite a battle with it. And let's see, Bruce Williamson, the lead singer of The Temptations, has passed away from coronavirus Sunday night at his home in Vegas. And Tiffany Haddish said she got it about 3 months ago on a movie set. And she said she didn't have any symptoms, but she took the opportunity to quarantine with her dogs and teach herself how to do the splits. But she says she's been tested 12 times for it because she's working on different projects.
Wow.
Oof. And those hurt. Trust me, that hurts more than the splits. You can see her video at TMZ.com.
I had the splits one time. I make a lot of doctor's appointments.
Are we talking about the same thing here? Okay, Beverly Hills 90210 star Brian Austin Green helped out one preschool teacher in New Jersey by paying off her Amazon wish list of school supplies. I suppose it's the least that he could do for her sitting through her entire Instagram live show, because at the end of the show, he talked about how important teachers were.
Mm-hmm.
And this one teacher decided to tag Brian on social media and direct him to her wish list. And on that same day, Brian paid off her list, which totaled almost $500.
Not bad, right? Can you imagine that in any other job? I just think it's horrible they have to pay for their own supplies. That's like us coming to work and having to buy copy paper. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so odd. No other company does that.
I know. You know, when you go into a job, they kind of tell you what your expenses are going to be up front.
Yeah.
I feel like teachers maybe aren't informed about that. You know, it's kind of like, oh, by the way, now that you have the job and you're already in your classroom, can you spend some extra cash?
Yeah. And they want to do so good with the kids. So.
Yeah. So I you know, the sad thing, too, is that another teacher tried the same thing with, you know, Amazon's big man, Jeff Bezos, seeing if he'd pay off her wish list, and he never responded. Just saying.
He probably gets a lot of emails.
When you place your order online somewhere. That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
It is 740 with the Kellogg crew. I'm Chris Kellogg along with Dina. Lopez has got the morning off. And time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get more value in the valley and make no payments until the holidays when you take on a car loan, refinance, and save some money. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's going on in the world of Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Well, a lot of people were a little upset when they heard Chrissy Teigen was getting Botox treatments during her pregnancy.
Huh.
But apparently, her doctor has given her permission for this to get the treatments in her neck for really, really bad pregnancy headaches, according to Ace Showbiz.
Yeah, because apparently that works for some people.
Yeah. I mean, like, I know some people have gotten it for migraines. It works for them. But she said she was thrilled to be cleared to do neck muscle Botox, along with a crazy combo of beta blocker shots and radio wave frequency something something doctor terms, she said. So
wow.
It doesn't sound like she's making this up, like an excuse to get Botox for her wrinkles.
Wow.
She had these headaches when she was pregnant with her son, too, so she's quite familiar with how painful they can be.
She wants radio waves. Just give her a pair of headphones. She can listen in the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll help cure your headache or give you one.
Give me that one, yeah.
Anna Faris is leaving Mom just ahead of season 8. This is big news. She's been on it for 7 years. Of course, she thanked everybody for her experience on the show now that her journey as Christy is coming to an end. And according to E!, there are no plans to recast the part. They're going to work Christy's exit into the show. And it sounds like she did leave on good terms because Warner Brothers TV and Chuck Lorre released a joint statement wishing her well and saying no one else would be able to play the role. She was the only choice for the role. So they're wishing her the best, and we will too.
That's nice of them, yeah.
She did great on that show. Well, relationship news, and lots of it.
Do dish. So, what's going on?
So the rundown is this. Pamela Anderson is dating her younger bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Holmes is dating chef Emilio Vitolo.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Johnny Depp now dating a German model.
Mm.
Brian Austin Green and Tina Louise are back on. Sophia Richie moving on from Scott Disick to Jaden Smith, the son of Will Smith.
Wow, a lot of people were like musical chairs this weekend.
It was a big weekend.
Yeah.
Armie Hammer and Rumor Willis, remember I told you they were dating? Well, now he's dating Josh Lucas's ex-wife. And Zac Efron dating Vanessa Valladares. Tons of hookups over the weekend. It was a very good Labor Day weekend for a lot of celebrities, huh?
Oh, I can't keep up. Okay.
I can't either. I'm just going to lay it all out there for you. If you need a recap of it, it's at dinasdirt.com. You can check it out there. And finally, Rihanna, the latest celebrity to have an accident involving an electric scooter. What is up with this? Oh, her rep told People magazine that she's completely fine now, but Rihanna flipped over on an electric scooter last week and bruised her forehead and face. No major injuries. She is healing quickly. You know, they could just set her up in a bed next to Simon Cowell, just in the electric scooter injury ward.
Don't they have, can't they get drivers, like chauffeurs? Like a two
for
person
electric scooters?
Like a two person, yeah, electric scooter where she just hangs on the back. Yeah, they should have drivers.
I don't know. They should like really, like everybody says, read the manual first.
Who reads manuals anymore? I mean, come on.
Well, there's a reason for it, as you can see.
Oh.
So that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
And here we go with the top five, not the top five things, actually, the top gossip headlines. Dina is here with the latest. It's Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley and make no payments until the holidays when you refinance your car loan there. Save lots of money. Visit pvcu.org for all the details. Now, Dina dishes the details with the dirt. What's going on?
All right. While most people enjoy winning an award, there's one award John Legend is ready to pass on.
Okay.
So John was named People's Sexiest Man Alive this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he told People it's been fun to have the title for a year, but he is ready to pass it along to someone else. He said, I've truly enjoyed just making fun of myself throughout it because you can't take yourself too seriously when someone calls you the sexiest man alive. But as for who should take the crown next, he said, listen to the fans, explaining going by my Twitter mentions when I was named of who people said have been picked over me.
Right.
I got a lot of Jason Momoa. That's the one person that stood out on the Twitter feedback. So we'll have to see if People listen.
And that was all you, I think.
Well, I have spearheaded that campaign.
Yeah, Dina
has, you know, there were a lot more fans involved than just me.
Dina has 100 fake accounts.
Well, Chadwick Boseman, who died of colon cancer on August 28th at the age of 43, was remembered at a private memorial in Malibu on Saturday by his family, some of his closest friends, and his co-stars, according to ExtraTV.com. His widow, Taylor Simone Ledward, who he secretly married shortly before his death, was there as well. But Michael B. Jordan showed up, Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke. In the meantime, we're hearing that Black Panther will not recast his character for the sequel, according to OK. They're saying there's no question that no one else will play that role. King T'Challa will always be Chadwick's role.
Oh, wow.
And it would be disrespectful and wrong to give it to anybody else. So they're saying this is going to change everything about the sequel, which has already been announced by Disney. Black Panther 2 is in the very early stages of development.
How do you do
that? So
they're
going to make huge changes to the story and the script.
Yeah, how do you do that? That's quite the challenge. I wish them luck.
It might be like a matter of having the storyline be that he passed the crown on to someone else,
or
that maybe they have to take it in the future. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure they'll work it out, but I think they're right. I think, the crown stays with him. Well, they're not even in court yet, and already the drama has started. You know I'm talking about Johnny Depp.
Oh, my gosh. Requesting... And Amber Heard, yes.
Yes. So, they had that one trial, but there's a whole separate trial with the defamation. And he's requesting a delay in the hearings in his court case against Amber so he can film Fantastic Beasts 3 in London. So he's requested to push off this $50 million trial. And Amber says, hold up. If he pushes it off, I'm supposed to start filming Aquaman 2 next year, and that's going to impact my filming schedule. So her lawyers are arguing Johnny Depp should not have the right to change this, because when they came to him, Fantastic Beasts, with their filming dates, he could have told them, I've got court.
Could it be like the kids are on the set? Like they can have like a judge tutor there or something? Something where they can handle the court case on location for both of them. Maybe the judge should just fly back and forth.
A court break,
Or the whole jury.
Dr. Dre's estranged wife says she needs almost $2 million a month in temporary spousal support. We told you that. All their divorce gets hashed down. But TMZ has the breakdown of where all this money is supposedly going. So laundry and cleaning, $10,000 a month. Clothes, $135,000 a month. Education, $60,000 a month. Entertainment, $900,000 a month. Mortgage is $100,000. Charity is $125,000. And telephone, cell phone, and email works out to be $20,000 a month.
Oh my God, $900,000 for entertainment? So you could have Dave Matthews perform for you for like three nights? That's an incredible amount of money.
Teach this woman how to work on a budget. We got to turn her on to Netflix, Savers, STCC, get her some cheaper internet.
Yeah, how many movies is she ordering on Vudu?
I don't know.
Holy cow.
I don't know.
She doesn't have time to watch all that.
This is how we all live. Okay. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcast at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.